In the days ahead, humanity will choose between big God and little God. Big God is the God that is everything, and little God is the God that is some things but not other things. In the world of little God, God is the source of all things positive, and the devil is the source of all things negative. This is how your major exclusivist organized religions have resolved the duality between what you call the positive and the negative in your limited thinking. When you deny the good in anything, when you deny the perfection of anything, you are seeing it as negative. In this you imagine that you are seeing Satan.
Hey, I just thought of something. Satan, S-A-T-A-N, could be seeing anything as negative.
Yes, that's a good acronym in English. It helps you understand that Satan does not exist as a person. Satan is a state of mind. I have said to you many times, see the perfection. I have told you all things are perfect. When you deny what is valuable, which is everything in life, then you deny me. You deny the presence of God in all things and in every moment.
So we could say that the devil is denying everything valuable in life. When we deny God's perfection, calling anything in life imperfection, we've got it all backward. We've lived backward. And lived backward spells devil.
Well, since you're having so much fun creating acronyms, why don't you create an acronym for God?
Okay. God, G-O-D, is getting over denial. When you get over denying that everything is perfect, you are God. When you get over denying that you are God, you have God then and there. So God is life that has gotten over denying itself.
That's not bad. You could have done worse. The acronym is, in fact, fitting. For when you do stop denying yourself, denying who you really are, you become that, and you are one with tomorrow's God. And so you're entering into a time of choosing. You and all the world will be choosing between the big and the little, for all of life is a movement between the macro and the micro, between the largest and the tiniest expression of itself. It is a pendulum process, a breathing in and a breathing out. It's no accident that your doctors call the act of breathing inspiration. Inspiration is the act of breathing in, of taking in more air, more life. Expiration occurs when inspiration has ceased. That is what the situation is right now. The human race is on the verge of expiring because inspiration has ceased.
In fact, in some ways, it feels that we're already beginning to become less, to expire. We've begun the slow but sure destruction of our home, the earth. We've begun the slow but sure dismantling of our society, of our entire way of life. Yet in other ways, it seems as though we're expanding, that we're breathing in. We're taking in more and more of what life is and what life has to offer every minute. We're expanding our knowledge and our experience of everything.
Not quite.
Not quite? What do you mean, not quite?
You've expanded your knowledge and experience in every area except one. As you've already pointed out, there is one area that has not advanced.
Our beliefs.
That's correct. You're still hanging on to the basic beliefs that you held on to hundreds and thousands of years ago. Yet now you must choose between little love and big love, between little life and big life, between little God and big God, between little freedom and big freedom, between little joy and big joy, between little wisdom and big wisdom, between little world and big world. You must choose now your little idea or your big idea. And should you choose the latter in all of these things, make no mistake about it. Everyone will challenge you. Everyone will question you. Everyone will say, hey, what's the big idea? And you will have an opportunity to say to them, the big idea is that we are all one. The big idea is that there is only one God, and this one God does not care whether you are Catholic or Protestant, Jewish or Muslim, Hindu or Mormon, or have no religion at all. The big idea is that all we have to do is love each other, and everything else in our world will take care of itself out of our willingness to act in loving ways with each other.